Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Never leave kids alone in a car, not even for a minute. Learn more at ctf4kids.org.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Local election authorities kicked out about 10,700 signatures collected from a group trying to put a medical marijuana question on the November ballot. Jack Cardetti with the group that gathered the signatures says it will fight the decision.
We'll be taking legal action over the next week to ask the court to overturn those invalidated signatures. And we believe there's enough there that'll allow us to get back on the November ballot.
Opponents of the lawsuit say trying to bypass constitutional requirements is like trying to bypass Missouri voters. Attorney General Chris Koster's office is suing four retailers for offering and selling hemp extract, including CBD oil, without a license. During an investigation, the office found that River City Nutrition in Kirkwood, Planet Health Market in Ellisville, Vapor West in Kansas City, and Main Smoke and Gift Shop in Kansas City violated state law by offering the products without a license. The Columbia Police Department faces an excessive force lawsuit. The Daily Tribune reports a Jefferson City man claims he was unlawfully arrested outside a downtown bar 2 years ago. After he called one of the officers a lesbian, he claims she pinned one of his arms behind his back and another officer pushed him to the ground. The city has not commented on the lawsuit. Travelers were drawn to a recent addition to the city limits sign entering Nixa, Missouri, which read, "Home of Jason Bourne." Jennifer Williams with the State Transportation Department says the extra verbiage was removed for legal reasons.
The statutes are pretty clear that there can't be any signs on the roadway like that that are not official signs that have been approved and gone through the process.
Michael Brown Jr. was shot and killed 2 years ago today by a Ferguson police officer. Several events have been held in Ferguson since the weekend to remember Brown. A judge in Greene County has rescheduled the start of trial for the man accused of killing 10-year-old Haley Owens of Springfield. The defense requested to reset the September 26th trial date after saying its department was overworked and understaffed. The trial date will now be May 2017. Craig Michael Wood is charged with kidnapping and murdering the girl in 2014. Wood faces the death penalty if convicted. A Jamestown, Missouri man charged with second-degree murder under conditions of shaken baby syndrome is still in jail. 30-year-old Christopher Buxton was arraigned today in Montague County for last week's death of his two-month-old child. He'll be represented by a public defender and his bond hearing is set for next Tuesday. This is Missouri Net News.